Consider this the kickoff to the spring storm season, says Ray Hawthorne with EFPRIN, the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
We have a couple of features. One is in the upper part of the atmosphere. A very strong trough of low pressure is moving out of Texas, and it's heading toward the Gulf Coast. And attached to that, we have a strong cold front, which is crossing from Texas into Louisiana, and that is moving toward the east.
From that, the air is being lifted and pumping up substantial moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. That, in turn, will bring showers and thunderstorms to northwest Florida and South Alabama. Hawthorne says the storms will be coming in rounds, the first of which is expected later today.
It'll be more on the scattered side, at least this first round will be, so it'll be hit and miss, but there could be a couple of damaging wind gusts and maybe an isolated tornado or two, even with these scattered showers and thunderstorms that get going this afternoon. We may get breaks in between as we head through the nighttime hours tonight, so it'll be off and on.
Round two follows with a line of storms riding the cold front.
Probably just after drive time, and with the line would come the threat of some damaging winds. And then finally, when that gets through, we have one more last wave that's going to come in tomorrow afternoon with additional rainfall, and we could be seeing several inches of rain before all is said and done by tomorrow night.
The current forecast calls for anywhere between 2 and 5 inches of rain, depending on location, along with sustained winds out of the south at 20 to 30 miles an hour.
In some of the thunderstorms themselves, we could be seeing winds as high as 60 or 70 miles per hour with some of the stronger storms, particularly tomorrow morning as that line sweeps from west to east across the panhandle.
'Tis the season to be watching. This is the time of year when there's an increase in severe weather events.
The reason for that is the sun angle's getting higher and higher, the air mass is gradually becoming warmer, and the winds high up in the atmosphere, they're still fairly strong and need both of those things to cause severe weather, and that overlap typically tends to maximize generally during the months of March into April before the upper-level winds start to weaken in the summer months.
The good news, according to EFPRIN's Ray Hawthorne, is that a more tranquil weather pattern will follow the strong front in time for the weekend.
We are going to see a brief shot of cool air come in on Friday, but it doesn't look like it's going to last as we head through the weekend into early next week. It'll be sunny, and it looks like temperatures will start to warm up. So this is just a couple of stormy days, and then there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Other cities in the path of the front include Panama City, Tallahassee, Gainesville, and Jacksonville in North Florida, and then Tampa, Orlando, Daytona Beach, and down to Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.